Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 671 and today I'm talking about a social post, actually, effectively a blog that I put up on my socials, and it was interesting. So today I went through and I went to Harry Hartog, I believe the way to pronounce it, is a bookstore, a national bookstore. I'm not sure how international it may be, but either way, here in Australia, and there was one here in Canberra that I contacted, and they got my books in and was able to go in and sign the books that they got in, which is really nice. Bookface has done the same thing. And so it was the first time that I really got to see my book on a bookshelf, which is a unique experience, right? Going through the whole process, as I've mentioned multiple times on this podcast, it's been quite a unique experience. And it was also quite surreal that this is the first time that I saw these books on a shelf next to these other titles. And anyone that's been in that position, I guess, or a variation of that based upon what it may be for you, I remember getting an extremely similar feeling, if not a significantly more exciting feeling, with my first published article in a national magazine. And so I ended up writing a post today around that, and it was initially just going to be this post and this idea of like really grateful for this opportunity and all that kind of stuff. But there's been some things that I've been thinking about and I had avoided for some time addressing. Part of that is probably the resistance that I had received from people and throughout that situation. And so this post is in the face of that, basically. And I'll read it to you, then I'll talk through it. So the post reads, "I avoided writing this post for some time, mainly because I didn't want to sound like a gimmicky start from the bottom kind of story. Maybe it still will, but that's out of my control. What's in my control is acknowledging components of the story that I had previously discounted. Really important components that don't feel real nice to bring up again, like the fact that I didn't finish English in college. Truth be told, I barely passed college. I got a large chunk of my points for college from doing work experience where I was actually working at the time. I also mostly failed year 11. I rocked up to school drunk more than once. I struggled with losing friendship groups, losing my license and writing my car off, which left me in debt to the car, to something I no longer had. It also left me catching 8 buses a day to get to work in the morning, school during the day, and work again in the evening. Over the years, I've had ex-partners mock me about writing a book. Old bosses tell me to stop writing because I'm embarrassing myself. I've been ridiculed as an amateur, as if being an amateur isn't a necessary stage to becoming a professional. What I'm saying is that, in short, over the years, I've had a lot of resistance. But by far the heaviest resistance I ever received was from myself. Above anyone that doubted, mocked, or insulted me, what I learned mattered the most was whether or not I believed that I could. I understand that people believing in you is important, but other people believing in you doesn't mean shit if you don't believe in yourself. And, like potential, belief grows. Effort by effort, day by day, year by year. A powerful lesson I learned was that we don't get what we want, we get what we think we deserve. Hard work pays off, sure. But sometimes, hard work doesn't look like work. Sometimes hard work looks like questioning everything you've ever believed to be true. Maybe the things that help make you who you are today won't take you to where you want to be tomorrow, no matter how much hard work you put in. The photos attached, and you can see this on my Instagram or on my Facebook, are of my first ever published article in a national magazine back in 2014, and autographed copies of my book in Harry Hartog in 2021. I guess it's kind of like a before and after, 7 years apart. Either way, thank you. To those for and to those against, it wasn't possible without all of you, and for that, I'm eternally grateful. So the reason, like I said, it was initially just going to be a post of appreciating and saying thank you and saying that I was grateful. But like I said at the start of this, I had avoided writing the whole, like, you know, people doubted me and I didn't finish English, or I didn't fail college. I finished college, but I finished it with a bulk of my credit being due to work experience and PE. But it was interesting because I still was interested in books and writing, even back then, and poetry. I just never liked being told what I should read. I don't know. Maybe that's helped the process. Obviously, it has to some degree. But I struggled a lot in that. I was with a single mum. Mum was really absent at the time, so I was a teenage boy. I had three older sisters and a dad, but they all live somewhere else. And I'd had no support at home, and I really didn't. And so it was easy for me not to go to school if I didn't want to go to school. Even though I know I needed to finish, and I had some support from some teachers that really were like, look, mate, you've got a couple of choices to make, and you're basically here. You just need to do a couple of things, and you get across the line. And I've never had to use my year 12, but it wasn't that I got from getting across the line. What I got from getting across the line was finishing something, no matter what, still finish it. And so that's the benefit that I got from finishing college, even though I stumbled all through it, right? But it was interesting because I didn't want to do the like, oh, this is my hardships, but here I am, started from the bottom, now we're here. But it's true, there's hardships in everyone's story. And not acknowledging it is as bad as over-acknowledging it. And I was 17 when I wrote my car off and went DUI. And I was still paying my car off that year. I didn't want to be home because mum was an alcoholic. And so for that point, I would go to work. I'd go to work in the morning. I'd go to work at night. I worked at a gym at the time. I was 15, 16, and 17. And that allowed me to build a bedrock of a decent work ethic, which helped me start the business when I was 22, right? And I had ex-partners that openly mocked me about writing a book, which is never, it wasn't a nice feeling, but it's that sort of stuff that comes up, and we have a decision to deem that to be true or to move on and to not just go for some sort of external authority around whether that's true or not. And I struggled with external authority in general, but it still hurt. Old bosses I had, when I started my business when I was 22, because I'd worked at one place for 6 years, and I went from there to another place for a couple of months and decided to start my own. And in the first few months of starting my own, I started with six clients, right? Me and six clients in the corner of a mixed martial arts gym. And my boss was a boxer. And so he would, from time to time, he would come into the mixed martial arts gym to do some sparring. But I was so intimidated, right? I was so nervous and intimidated when he would come in. And he was such a fucking dick. Look, he was doing whatever he was doing, but for me as a 22-year-old kid having a go, he was like, mate, I've had a look at your website. He goes, you really got to stop writing that stuff. It's embarrassing, right? Just for your own benefit. Just, you know, fair enough, you're having a go or whatever the case might be, but just don't do that. And I was just like, ugh. You know, I remember being told that my gym's an amateur CrossFit gym, right? And CrossFit's had an influence in what we do, but it's just not what we do. It just isn't. And the future of functional fitness is heavily based around being a life athlete, and what I talk about in the book as well, which is that, but really making sure that people have the ability to have access to all components of functional and neural health. And so being mocked around being an amateur is fine, because it's this necessary stage to move through to being a professional. And there are a lot of people that on the surface level are professional, and then you work with them and they're completely different to who they are in real life. It's like, is that really professional? And so above all that resistance, it was me doubting me. It's me doubting me that weighed on me the most. And when I could acknowledge that, when I was waiting for someone to recognize me and say, hey, you've got potential, you should do this, I was waiting to be seen, and that was something that was holding me back, as if I needed to be seen. It's the universe hoping the universe is going to see it. And so, like I said, effort by effort, day by day, and then year by year, I started moving towards what I wanted, regardless of what people would think. Funnily enough, a lot more people were in support of than against, but it's those ones we hear the most, isn't it? The ones that are against. We don't get what we want, we get what we think we deserve. And the objective form of hard work is crucial, more crucial than I had ever thought it was. I will agree with that. But for a lot of people, hard work isn't in the measurable habits or attributes. Hard work is in sitting down with an empty book and a pen in front of you and being honest with your thoughts, showing up in front of somebody and being true about what you actually fear. That's what hard work is. But that's your bottleneck. That's where your potential lays. So no matter how much hard work you put in, if you don't sort that shit out, you're just going to end up running on a treadmill. That's a lot of hard work. And above all, everyone contributed to this. And this is just a stage. It's just a step in the journey. Thank you for coming along. And on that note, team, I am done. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else who you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you'd like one personally signed by me. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you wanted to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch. I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.